A's and Rangers on Saturday, and it's Bark at the Park Day. Bottom three, Sonny Gray starting for Oakland, but there's a man on third, two outs as Elvis Andrews steps in the box.
And he hits this ball hard into left field, base hit. That'll get Gallo home. Rangers score first. It's 1-0 in the third inning. And he hits this ball out towards center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Lowry got a good start with two outs. He scores easily on the Alonso single, and the game tied at one. Martinez with it back against the wall here. That one is down the first baseline. Maxwell is in. Here comes Davis. He'll score. The throwback to first.
Wow.
Bases loaded, one out in the seventh. And he hits this ball sharply into left field. Base hit. Gallo's in. DeShields will score. A two-run single for Elvis Andrews. And it's a new ball game.
Swinging a drive to left field. Davis back, reaching out, over his head into the wall. Two rounds third, he's going to score. Andrews being sent home. The relay's cut off, and Mazzara standing at second with a two-run go-ahead double.
The Rangers match the AL West leading Astros for the longest current winning streak in the majors as they take their fifth in a row, 6-5 over Oakland on Saturday. Some more late-inning clutch hitting for the Rangers gets them a 6-5 victory Saturday over the A's. The Rangers are almost at 500 as they win their season-high fifth in a row. Here's their manager, Jeff Banister.
Yeah, I think the one of the biggest at-bats in that inning was the walk by Gallo. Down in the count, didn't chase, drew the walk. Inside that inning were some very strong quality at bats that earlier in the season that we weren't putting together in those situations, and so we're kind of on that roll where these guys are the professional at bats, the quality at bats, the patience, and the ability to put some pressure on a pitcher, and then the guys that are there to come through came through. That bat path that he really needs to be successful, and so he was able to tonight to really get a ball out there where, you know, that kind of timing allowed him to drive a ball in the gap for us. I got to talk a little bit about Nick Martinez, so, and how he managed the game for us. I think that what he was able to do to kind of keep it in a spot to where it was manageable, where our hitters can kind of get locked in.
Nomar Mazzara was part of the Rangers' hit parade on Saturday. He goes 2-for-4 with 2 RBI. Here's his reaction off of another Rangers win.
Yeah, no, like I told you before, I've been feeling pretty good the last probably 2 weeks. And, yeah, I've been working really, really hard. You know, everybody was struggling, but we never put our hand down. You know, we always keep working hard and hard, and we're seeing some results now. It's always good to win, you know, but we don't want to, like, win that close, but we will try and put, like, a lot of runs together. But it's always good to win games, and that's what we're here for, to win games. And we're working really, really hard, and we're going to try to keep line of moving and try to keep winning some more games. Yeah, putting good a lot of good at-bats together, we're working a lot, and if they don't want to pitch to us, you know, we have 9 guys more that can do it, so if they don't want to pitch to us, just keep the lineup moving, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Texas looks to keep it going Sunday, turning to AJ Griffin. Griffin has won 4 straight starts.